Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. I have Alma Abreu with us today. She is a founder of 360 Agile Pro. She's an agile coach and consultant. Welcome to the program today, Alma.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to learn from you as a small business owner myself. So agile project management training and coaching can be expensive, and it's usually for larger companies with big budgets. So it allows them to hire consultants in the technology space. Tell me a little bit about your company, a little bit about you, and then...
Yes. So what I do is I train small business owners, startup companies, and even solopreneurs, or meaning people who are just starting their own company by themselves, mainly online business owners. And I show them how to use the agile techniques that help you grow your revenue, grow your customers, and build products and services that are going to really help you scale.
So kind of take a step back from it, if you don't mind, and talk. Some people might not even be familiar with the Agile framework at all. So just start at the beginning. Tell us, what does that even mean?
Yeah, so Agile is a way to do business. So what it is that the whole core of Agile is that you are able to react and respond to what your customer wants and needs and build your products and services around what your customers tell you they want. So when you have a business and you want to be agile, you want to be quick to respond, you want to be able to make money quick, right? Everything's about being fast with agile. Yeah. You need to build all of your services and products based upon the feedback you get from your target audience. So in Agile, we never build a product or service until we test it out first and see if there's truly a market need for that specific type of customer we're going to. And then if we do get feedback and we do have people signing up for things, we start to ask them and have a conversation with this target audience and take that information and build the best products that they would want to buy.
Great. So you talk about the trend of agency owners or owners being too involved in the day-to-day of their businesses. I completely can relate to that. And there's a need to train their teams on project management. So tell me about Agile and how that fits in.
Right. So when you have a business, you want to create a system where you have a team that is self-organizing. So if you're a marketing agency and let's say you have a team of like five people, okay, and you're creating campaigns for your clients. Number one, you want to make sure that the client is constantly getting feedback, not feedback, but they're always being communicated to. And then secondly, you want to make sure you can create a team that's self-organizing. So the way Agile really helps small business owners is it's actually a way to manage your products and manage your workload, because you have a team, you have daily meetings every day, you plan a certain way, and you plan in very short sprint cycles. So we use 2-week sprints, sometimes 1 week, and you build all of your work is done in these cycles, and then at the end of the cycle, the customer can see the what you worked on, and so therefore the customer is always looking at what you do, and they're able to tell you if you're going in the right direction, if that product or service you delivered is correct. So using Agile for one of the things I guess there's so many different uses for Agile. One of them is to create really good service and good products. The other one is that when you do Agile, you can actually have your team, when you guys are meeting every single day and when you're communicating fluidly, like we use some online tools, like I use Trello a lot with my team. Hmm. And it just helps you get a lot of visibility into the status every single day of your team, if they're moving along, if you're marketing, if they're producing the correct items that the client wants. So it really helps you. Once your team is used to using Agile, they become self-organizing. And you as a business owner can really take a step back and not have to manage the day-to-day or work in your business, but you can kind of work on it by working on other areas of your business.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are the top two values to a business? Is it that they're the business owner? Are they able to step back from overchecking systems and processes or overchecking the quality? What is it that they're, what are some of the top benefits for them specifically as far as their time?
Yeah, because what happens is when you have a daily stand-up meeting, we have a daily stand-up meeting for 15 minutes every day. And every day you ask the three questions. What did you work on yesterday? What are you working on currently? And what are you going to work on? What roadblocks you have actually? Are there any issues that are not allowing you to move forward and finish the work on time? And so when you ask those questions every single day, you can spot problems and prevent them before they, you know, erupt into something worse. And then secondly, what you should do as a small business owner is train someone on your team to become the team leader, like what we call a scrum master. Mm-hmm. And that scrum master can give you a report every week and tell you where you are, you know, what the status is of the projects that you're working on. So you don't have to be there all the time. You can take a couple, you know, I do recommend business owners obviously attending the daily stand-up. They don't have to attend it every single day. But if you develop your team and develop leaders within your team, they could help you run it.
Yeah, that's great. And that's familiar to us because we have daily huddles, which are you are similar to that, morning huddles. And I like those three questions that you shared. So talk to me about hiring and training virtual teams, or tell me a little bit about how virtual teams can play a role and then how they fit into an agile type process.
Yeah, a lot of online, especially small business owners and online business owners, I mean, pretty much everyone's virtual. I used to have a content marketing company, people all over the world, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, everywhere. As far as virtual teams, you have to know how to manage them the right way because you're not in person. So mm-hmm. I would recommend that, number one, when you get a virtual team, have that meeting and you do like a screen sharing. Use like a, you know, sometimes they have webinar tools where you can see the same screen right. And you all look at the information together. And, you know, that really helps communication. As far as hiring team members online, you know, there's so many different freelance websites that you can go to, you know, word of mouth. Sometimes Facebook groups are pretty good too, because you can get referrals from other business owners there and find people who are working online, because it's just so many people and there's just so much talent all over the world.
Do you find that the virtual staff, the virtual assistant type help, that is best for a solopreneur, or are you finding that you're able to go into existing organizations that are growing and supplement? I mean, we understand the freelance world because we're a marketing agency ourselves, but and so we have on-site and then freelance help too. But are you finding that to cross over to agencies or businesses that are growing as well, and they're also adapting a virtual model to assist in this agile efficiency?
Well, okay. When it comes to being agile, it doesn't matter if you have virtual team members or people in person. In fact, sometimes in some situations, and I'm not saying everyone, sometimes it's better for everyone to be face to face and in the same room.
Right.
That's for like large, like if you're a development company, not large, but if you're a small development shop and you have a very complicated website app you have to build, like a system or a SaaS or a mobile app. And it's a lot of going on. It's a huge budget, right? The client's paying you a lot of money. Sometimes you need to be all in the same room. And we've found that sometimes face-to-face is more strong. It's stronger right. for that. You can get right. it done really quick. So I wouldn't say virtual or face-to-face. It just, you know, depends on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about how agencies or how businesses are making their clients happy using Agile.
Well, number one is that what we do in Agile is we have the sprint cycle. So we'll say, okay, every 2 weeks we're going to deliver XYZ to you. So let's say you're a marketing agency and you have website design or you're creating landing pages for a campaign. If you establish these sprint cycles and let them know, okay, every 2 weeks this is going to be done. You'll see XYZ done by this date, and then you can demo it and tell us if you like it, if the landing page was correct, if we have, you know, we have the messaging right, and having them give you feedback and collaborating with them. That's how it really helps. That's how it can help a marketing agency, because you want to get collaboration, and those sprint cycles really help you establish a predictable schedule that your clients can get used to and you can have your team adhere to. So that really helps a lot.
If someone who's listening is saying, I wonder if this is right for me, what are some questions someone asks, or what are some things they should identify in their business, regardless of what size or what type it is, to know that if they should consider adapting this agile method?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you need to, as a business owner, need to know what is your goal for your business. So if you want to, like, let's say you're a founder, okay, and you want to have more time, right, more free time, then you probably should do agile.
Right.
You probably should do agile. You need to delegate. You need to have someone else be a PM for you, or a scrum master, or a leader who can, you know, work with the team. Because the thing about agile is the team actually starts to manage itself. So you don't have to constantly tell them what to do, because they become more innovative because they're always collaborating.
Right.
When you follow, especially in the, and I say agile is an umbrella term, but you have Scrum, and Scrum is an agile framework that we use, and it's very structured. There's a lot of different things you can follow in it. So if you want to do that, you won't have more time. Then, you know, that's one reason why I would say, yeah, you should look into agile as a way to manage your client work, your projects. You know, if you're a service-based business, it's just a great way to, you know, give a lot of visibility for your clients and also internally. So you have visibility as to what your team is working on every day. You know, and it just, I started doing it because I started delegating, and I had one of my virtual assistants become a project manager for my team. And she just took off. She took off so much work from my plate. I had so much more time when I had her become a PM and actually run the team. So I know from personal experience, I think it's just a great way to step back and allow you to have more time.
That's great. Obviously, we all want more time, as long as things are being run efficiently and effectively. Do you have any tips for someone who maybe they've tried a freelance site, maybe they've haven't found the right person, or they're worried about someone reliable? Any tips on finding someone and hiring and training them the right way so that you can trust them with project management, even though they're a virtual employee?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you my personal what I did to help me. Number one, I found out I would only choose a leader after I've worked with them for a while. So a lot of times when I hire people online, I test them out and I let them do a small project that doesn't cost a lot. I'm not going to pay too much money for.
Right.
And I have them do that small project. And I'm looking for the most important thing, communication. Are they communicating to me when they're going to have it done? Do they meet the deadline, or do I have to chase them down to get it? If that's the case, then I don't want to work with them. I want someone who's going to say, okay, I'm going to get it to you by this date. And if I can't get it to you by this date, then they'll contact me and say, okay, I need one more day. It's that communication that I really look for. That's just being professional, I think, too, you know, right. Letting your client know, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing, or, you know. So I personally, the people that I like to work with the most, and only one I would trust to, like, if I want to hire a PM, is someone who's going to get back to me when I ask them to get back. Like, if I say, I remember I had a VA, and I loved her, because she was actually in South America, but it was, you know, South America time is like not different, too different than North American
right.
time.
Right.
So if I like send her a message, she would get back to me like right away, within an hour or two, or sometimes immediately. So I looked for that. I found it that she was more reliable because she would get back to me so quickly. And so I was like, well, I'm going to have a project manager, and something goes wrong, I need the person to be able to quickly respond to my emails or my, you know, text, or even if I call them, they'll respond. So that was one way. I recommend, if you're going to find someone that you want to place in a trustworthy, you know, position, you need to make sure they're getting back to you. That's how I see it. That's just me. You know, obviously I know, you know, if I contact her at 10 o'clock in the morning and she doesn't get back to me in 3, that's fine. I know people are busy. That's not a problem because she has other clients. So, you know, but I find that to be the main thing. One thing I hate is when you email, like, you know, someone you hire for like a project, and like they won't get back to you until 2 days later. I automatically don't want to work with them.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and that can be common. That's why some people that have dabbled with it, you know, we've had to do some due diligence to get some results with some freelancers that we weren't able to be close by, and because of that, we started building our brick and mortar in person model to make sure we had the reliability. But I've seen a lot of great businesses going back to this model, and I think you're showing showing us how we can do that correctly. I know it's not all about virtual. So let's go on site. So I'll use myself as an example. If we're an agency ourselves, and what are some other type things? What do you do to identify if you're helping or consulting somebody, what it is that their next step should be? Do you go in and do an audit, a consult with them? How does that work?
So basically I as part of my coaching practice, I will have a meeting with them and talk about their main goals, what they really want out of their business. Obviously a business is not just to make money, but it's a lifestyle. Like, for instance, you could have a business that makes money and it could be in something that you hate to do, right? The purpose of a business, of having your own business, is to do what you like, to live a certain type of life, right? You quit your job because you wanted to do work that was meaningful to you, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things I find that is the most important is that you're doing only the type of work that's going to bring you the most value and that's going to give you the most business value. Otherwise, you need to cut out all the other non-essential tasks, right?
Right.
And that's a very important agile concept. So we prioritize, our work. So when I work with business owners, I tell them, I want you to prioritize your goals in your life, because that's going to determine what type of business you have and how you want to run your business, right? What type of work, what type of company org structure you want, all those things should be addressed. So that's one of the things I ask, because that's how we're going to determine what's going to work best for you.
Yeah, that's great. Looking on the outside, owning a business sounds fun sometimes, and it is. I enjoy it, and I've been an entrepreneur for many years. But we can tend, and I've had to correct it in my own life, where the business starts to take over and take on a life of its own. And I've a few times said to my wife, I feel like this thing is owning me now instead of me owning
it. Let me tell you, that is a common complaint. And this happens to a lot of business owners. They don't even realize it. And they're like, sometimes, especially in service-based work, that happens a lot. Because they're just doing everything, right? So one thing I see now, which is a great trend, I find, like, marketing agencies or any type of, even an accounting firm, right? You provide services, right? An actual thing you have to do. And you don't sell products. But what happens is right now, what's going on right now is, like, you can actually sell information products so that you can sell courses, you can sell ebooks, guides, training material, and sell that so that while you are, you don't have to depend 100% on client work, you can also have other revenue streams coming in to supplement that income. So I see a lot of service-based online providers doing that, and not just online, but even, just service-based in general.
Yeah, that's great. Love that. Great advice. So anything else you want to share with us? Any other advice? We've got a couple more minutes here, and I want to be able to glean as much as we can from you on this. What does someone do? We asked a minute ago, how do you know if you're a good fit? Can you share any examples of how you've seen? I mean, obviously, you're creating efficiencies and systems, and so that's freeing up that business owner. But any examples that you can think of some clients or some lives that you've seen that have been changed, or where they were able to change their lifestyle or go back to things they were more interested because of a result of implementation?
Yeah, well, I know that I had someone I knew that had they did more video media work, and they actually decided to do online courses to show other people how to do it themselves, because that revenue allowed them to free up their time. Okay. So they were able to pick the clients that they wanted versus having to take any client that came. So that's one of the benefits. I'm working currently with a lot of people who are doing that now. They just want to have more than one stream of income, because they don't want to have to depend on just client work. Cause sometimes you could have the client from hell, right? That you just say, oh gosh, they don't want to pay you. And they keep asking you to do more things that weren't agreed to in the original contract. And you're just like, oh my goodness, this is not even worth it. And you're not really making any money, right?
That's interesting. That's so true. Sometimes you look at it, you're really not making any money when it gets that.
No, because they keep throwing in scope over and over again.
Oh yeah, we know that word scope here. Yes, absolutely.
But I definitely think that just having different revenue streams sometimes can help. And I know that when I work with my clients on coaching them, I really just, like I said, I go back to that whole thing is what is your true goal? And then let's only make a list of your to-do list is going to be only the things that are going to get you to that goal. And anything that's not going to get you there, you're not going to work on it.
That's great. And that, you know, that sound, it's easier said than done. I know if you're on your own, but these things that this agile approach and project management helps you get there. So you have a system and a rationale to do that. And so that makes a difference. And without that, I mean, I've seen that so many times where business owners or even just leaders in the industry are looking at all the things they have to do. And some of those things should not be on their task list.
Yeah. And then what happens is, either. Yeah. And I think that what I've seen, and I know this for a fact, because I my clients have told me that I've coached. Okay. They say that, you know, I just feel like I have so much to do and I just don't want to do anything because I feel overwhelmed and I just freeze up.
Right.
It's just too much. So what we do in Agile, specifically in Scrum, is that when we give ourselves the cycles, those sprint cycles I told you about, we force ourselves to focus and hyper-focus on getting a little bit done and just having a deadline. This way you can just check it off, say, okay, that's done. Now what's the next thing? And these things really just push you because if you don't have a clear deadline and a set of goals and a specific, like, you know, the specific time period that you need to get it done in, you're going to procrastinate. And most people procrastinate.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. And then they do it when they have to get it done and then they're overwhelmed again and unsatisfied.
And what we do is we use a Scrum board, which is like we have three swim lanes. So you have like to-do with stuff that you haven't done that you want to work on. You have your in progress lane and then you have the done column. Okay. And you just move these over. I put it in my living room, my dining room wall sometimes because I just want to be able to see it every day and know that I have, like when I have a specific type of project, I don't just leave it there all throughout the year, but just when I know I have to get something done, I sometimes put it in there and it just forces me to have to look at, you know, where I am and where I'm moving towards, where I'm going. And you can do that on Trello. You can actually have a Scrum board on Trello and you can share that with your team. So yeah, those things really help.
That's great. And you can share it with your clients as well, can't you?
Yes. Yes. A lot of clients, I used to work when I had the marketing agency, would collaborate through Trello as well.
Right.
So yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great, great program. Anything else that you want to share with us? I was thinking about those that might be just looking at starting their own business and are unsure where to start or looking at the resources or they're in the process right now. We have a lot of listeners like that. What do you say to them if they're setting up the correct way from the start and might be able to implement this?
Well, the most important thing is that, and I think a lot of people know, when you have, like, especially an online business, you have to build up an audience online, right?
Right.
And especially when you're doing what makes Agile really work is that if you have an audience of potential customers, you can actually test out certain things and see if find out what they like by talking to them and taking a survey, or you could take a survey, or you can just show them some things and see who signs up for what. And you're actually testing what your product or service is going to be before you actually build it. Cause you don't want to spend hours and days and months and weeks and months building something that nobody wants to buy. So a really important agile principle is that you build a little bit and you test it out and you get the feedback. And then if people like it, then you keep going and you keep building it. But if people say they don't like it, you stop. You build something else and you keep testing out different ideas to see which idea is going to be the most profitable based upon if people respond well to it.
That's great advice and it's amazing. And I've done some businesses this way, I'm ashamed to say, in my early days. But it's amazing how many people do not test or a lot of don't want to know. They're afraid of getting criticism. And early on, that's critical to get customer feedback to identify what's important to them or if they even have an interest in it.
Exactly, because you're going to waste a lot of time and it just burns you out. So what we do in Agile, we try to manage the time the best we can and we try to do more in less time. And that's one way you do it.
And that's how you started. That's a great way for us to close this out, as you talked about it, saving time. And you're so right. It really does. And that's so valuable in the beginning. But also, you know, you're saving, you're being more efficient with your resources, too. When you're working where you should, specifically with the owners and management, everybody. But, you know, again, like I said earlier, when I see my team on their list things that they shouldn't be doing that we could have put in the system. It kills me. and especially when there's complaints about how busy or overwhelmed we're going to have about 20 things on there should not be on the list. That's really not what we want you doing. And so this is a great system. You and I should be talking after this too.
Yeah.
I'm some coaching with you for some ways to increase efficiency too. But hey, any resources you want to share, or can we, your website's 360agilepro.com, and what can they expect when they visit if our listeners want to learn more about what you're doing and then more about this whole process?
Yeah, sure. So if you go to my website, 360agilepro.com, I actually have a free guide on the homepage, and you just sign up for it, and the guide is actually kind of like a primer into how to get started with Agile, how to use some of the techniques that we use in your business.
Awesome. And so they can find that by going to 360agilepro.com.
Yeah, and then you can sign up on the homepage.
Awesome. Alma, thank you so much for being our guest. It's very cool what you're sharing with us, and I'm definitely going to look at that, and I want to talk to you more as well. And we appreciate you taking your time today to educate our listeners.
Sure. Thank you.
Right, take care.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be.